You know, life is dominated by cliches. People speak in cliches. They say things and they just sound profound because so many other people say them. It's just taken as a given. And I heard a standard one last night uttered by a national radio talk show host. I've heard it before from so many in the media. It's routine. It's a mantra. It sounds unarguable. That is just the way it is. Nobody would think of questioning this statement. And I've noticed that the people who say it, it doesn't matter at what level of the media they are. They could have a huge national talk show. So what? That doesn't guarantee they think deeply on, especially on subjects that's the one I'm going to touch upon now. Here's basically what the man said. And I've heard it, oh, so many times, and I'm sure you have too, when you talk to just about anybody. Well, you know, it's a matter of belief. It's not a matter of reasoning. It's a matter of belief. And you can't argue belief. Belief has no reason to it. There's no rationale to belief. You just believe it or you don't believe it, and that's the way it is. Faith isn't reason or logic. That's ridiculous. He made it sound like, and I've heard this, again, not just from him, but from everybody, from professionals and really, really, really bright people with lots of letters after their names, all the way down to relatives that dropped out of high school when they were in the fourth grade and argue it. Which is, if it's a matter of belief, it's just something that you kind of in your heart or sort of decide on the basis of, because I want to, and therefore we can't argue because you believe what you believe and I believe what I believe and beliefs are all equal because there's no reason underlying any of them. That's ridiculous. That's as though saying, I'm going to choose to conclude something and I'm going to choose to conclude it simply because it strikes me. Simply because I got emotions for it. Simply because it serves some kind of psychological purpose. I have no reason for what I believe. And therefore, if I have no reason for what I believe, we can't discuss reasons for belief. It doesn't make any sense to discuss it because there's no rationale underlying any of it. Hold on a second. First of all, that's an insulting thing to say. It implies that you don't think through what you choose to believe. It further implies you don't think through the deepest things you choose to believe. These are matters not only of life and death, but beyond life and death. And isn't it ironic? Now ponder this a second. If you're going to buy a car, few people would say, well, you can't research it. You can't look into evidence for what's the better car. You can't talk it over with people who know more than you. You just got to believe. I just got to believe that's a better car, and so that's why I bought it. People would think you're stupid. And you are. But that's just a car. You could be wrong about a car. It's going to fade on you in 8 years. But what if you're wrong about little tiny dinky things? God. Heaven. Hell. End of life. You wouldn't think through this and look for some reason? Now, obviously, I'm not the first person to say this. You know that Pope John Paul II in Reason and Faith in his encyclical, he wrote this. Hey, they're linked. They're inextricably linked. The Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias, bright, bright, bright guy. I listen to him talk and wonder why he hasn't kind of looked more closely at the Catholic faith. And he said, God gave us enough evidence to have a reasonable faith. But he didn't give us enough evidence to live by reason alone. That God, he's a pretty smart guy. What he basically designed was, if you look at this and you look for evidence and then you choose to believe, your belief is not separate from your thinking. It's based upon your thinking. When I was drifting from the faith, and I was in my crisis of, well, at some level, how true is any of this? I had to search for reasons. Reasons that God existed. And looking at biology and looking at science, looking at physics and the laws and the mathematical laws that are exquisite in their governing of the universe, and the further down we get into mathematical laws, the more simple and yet elegant they become. It's like one huge mathematical equation. And I looked at the reasons that Jesus was who he said he was, and not necessarily on the basis of the Bible, but on the basis of logic. And I looked at it, and it made sense. And I thought it through, and I realized there's a lot of evidence out there for anyone who seeks it. And then, if you have faith on the basis of the evidence, you don't have a blind faith. You may not have a scientifically provable, certifiable faith, but so what? There's a lot that we do in life is not scientifically provable and certifiable. Prove that the sun is going to come up tomorrow. Go ahead, prove it. You can't. You think it is, because it always has, at least in your knowledge. You can't prove it. There's no way you can prove the sun's coming up tomorrow. Prove that at the bottom of the ocean, there are certain kinds of animals. Have you been there? Have you seen them? No, you take it on authority. Prove that George Washington existed. You can't prove it. Can't prove it at all. All you can do is say, well, there's a bunch of people who wrote about him. I judge them to be trustworthy. Therefore, he existed, and we have evidence from historical records, which themselves can be falsified if you get down to it. But there's enough of them in enough diverse places, and there's no real motive, as I can discern it, for people to lie about George Washington to have existed. So therefore, I conclude that George Washington existed. But you don't have scientific proof for that. People who say, oh, I live by science and reason. No, you don't. You live most of your life on the basis of belief. You just don't call it that. There's very little that can actually be scientifically proven. Prove that tomorrow your husband is going to walk back in that door after work. Go ahead, prove it. You can't. You operate on faith that he will. Chances are he will. So you do it. Go out to your car today. Turn the engine. Is it going to turn over? You think it will. You operate as though it will. You don't know it will. You can't prove it until you get out there and then turn it. No, if faith were not reasonable, I think it would be kind of foolish. Because then all that would happen is that there would be no way for a God seeker to seek. You'd have to rely on experience. And everybody's experience is subjective and individual. And it'd be real hard to discuss anything with anybody, because you can say, well, I personally just had that experience. And then a devout Muslim would say, well, I personally had that experience. And a devout Hindu would say, well, I personally had that experience. And an atheist would say, well, I've never had that experience, so therefore God doesn't exist. That doesn't make any sense. If God designed the universe as a flawless, orchestratedly complex yet elegantly simple set of mathematical laws, then he's logical. He makes sense. And to just all of a sudden say, we get into the realm of God, it's nothing but belief based upon, I want to, is taking the most reasonable, rational entity that exists, if he exists, and of course I believe he does on the basis of the evidence, and saying, well, we can't use any of the normal thought processes that we use every day of our lives to make all kinds of decisions when it comes to God. Huh? But yet, you listen and you talk to people, they will invariably fall back on, well, it's just a matter of faith. It's just, you just got to believe. And the implication is, all it is a matter of faith. All it is a matter of just gotta believe. Instead of saying, well, what is the basis for your belief? Why do you believe those things? Well, you know, you're a psychologist, Ray. You should understand that people believe because they need to. Hey, just because people need to believe something doesn't mean the belief is not true. I need to believe there's a cure for cancer in certain circumstances. I need to believe that. Does that mean there isn't a cure for cancer in circumstances? I need to believe that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. I really need to believe that. That would change everything if I knew the sun wasn't going to rise tomorrow. No offense, guys, but I'd be out of here. Does that mean the reality is not that the sun's going to rise tomorrow? That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. People have to have religion. That's why God doesn't exist. Huh? It could just as well be argued that people have to have God because he does exist. What kind of nonsense is that? Well, you have to have a mother, therefore she doesn't exist. Huh? Duh. And that's my response to that. No. You need to have a belief that is based upon reason at some level. Some of us need more reason than others. Others can take a shred of reason and run with it, and some of us say, no, I like some pretty solid reasoning. And by the way, there was one guy who did a lot of that in the early church. He argued, he defended, he dealt with people where they were in their reasoning. His name is Paul. Did a lot of that.